Hello, this morning is Saturday, March the 23rd, 2024, and I'm on agenda item number 2 of my presidential agenda items that I'm going to put forth to the public when I run for the presidency of the United States in 2028. Well, anyway, we all know the first one is the pursuit of reparations for the American descendants of the slaves. The number 2 on the items is to take care of my enlisted men and women of the United States military. Now, as the president of the United States, I know my military is going to take damn good care of my black ass. They'll be taking bullets for me. But one thing I do know about the enlisted servicemen and women, I have heard horror stories about how some of those living conditions are around the world and here in the U.S. when it comes to their housing. In fact, I remember seeing something here in the D.C. area, because I don't live far from Fort Belvoir, and I, you know, listening to the local news, is how, you know, with the black mold and all this kind of stuff, they shouldn't have to be living in those kind of conditions. So I feel that if I set forth an office that reports directly to me at the White House when I become the president, and I'll have a director of that office, and the whole purpose of that office will be to make sure that every American military base around the world here in the U.S., that my enlisted men and women are taken care of, that they have decent housing, so that when, say for instance, if the husband is there on the base taking care of the children while the wife is deployed and vice versa, that we don't have to worry about the deployed spouse worrying about how the husband or the wife and the children are doing. We're going to make sure that they're staying in pristine environments and so forth. So I have a whole team that will set that office up to report directly to me and so forth. We'll help for each base around the world here in the U.S. We'll have a representative that will keep us abreast of what's needed. And don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I'm talking about my enlisted men and women. I want to take care of my other military personnel, the officers and so forth. But my main thing is make sure that my enlisted men and women are taken care of and so forth. So, like I said, I'll be working on that. And like I said, that office will report directly to me at the White House. I just got to think about who I'm going to head that up. It'll be maybe several directors of that office. I want one main director with some associate directors and so forth. But that is agenda item number 2. And I'll go ahead and do agenda item number 3 too. I just combined it with item number 2. The agenda item number 3 will be where I am giving affordable housing to American citizens. My whole purpose is to get rid of homelessness. And because I know in each and every town, state, city, whatever, that there are facilities that can be renovated and basically open up so that the homeless men and women of this country will have a place to stay. Now, my thing about it is that, once again, I'll have a committee with an office that reports directly to me at the White House, where we are going to work to get affordable housing for the American men and women of this country. And my whole purpose is to make sure that I get to the point of eliminating homelessness. And on that note, like I said, I'll be back out tomorrow, and I'll probably do 2 a day. Today was agenda item number 2, which was to accommodate and take care of the needs of the enlisted men and women of my United States military. And number 3, affordable housing. The whole objective is to eliminate homelessness. And on that note, have a wonderful day. Mask up, social distance, because the coronavirus is on its way back. It's just doing some of everything this time around. In fact, it's taking the younger people and giving them symptoms of dementia. And on that note, goodbye.